Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you, hopefully to cheer you up and help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And here it is, Christmas. Christmas is here. And for Christmas, you get a show with no advertisements, no self-plugs, no nothing. I'm not talking about any of my stuff. It's all about what you're feeling today. Because as I sit here, it is just now Christmas. I'm waiting for Santa Claus to show up. I'm going to try to sneak a picture of him. And I just reflect back to all the years growing up. I think back on Christmas is a very emotional time for a lot of people. A lot of people love it and have a great time. Other people have sad feelings, and they're very melancholy on Christmas. Some people hate Christmas, and there's so many different energies in the atmosphere on Christmas Day. And hopefully you're feeling joy and finding joy this Christmas Day, because there's nothing better in life than experiencing joy and feeling that happiness and letting go of all the stuff that's bringing you down. I mean, the reality of life and the day-to-day stuff that we deal with and the things that are put into our minds and everything is very easy to get lost in that and to get down or depressed or not feel the gratitude for everything we actually have in life, for this chance to actually be able to listen to a show like this, or to watch a show on TV, or to hang out with your family, to have that opportunity and to actually understand how incredible it is that you even exist. The chances of you being you are like 1 in 400 billion. I don't know. It's some phenomenal number. And here you are. Here we are at the end of another year. Here we are on this holiday. I don't know if you know it or not, but Christmas is my favorite holiday because of the lights and the decorations and the joy and the excitement and the anticipation. And especially when you have kids or you are a kid and you're anticipating the arrival of Santa or the gifts or the maybe you anticipate going to mass or going to spend time with relatives and family members and the feast, all the good food and cookies and everything you get to eat. I mean, there's so many good things about it. And then at the same time, when Christmas rolls around for me, it's a highly emotional time in my mind, in my inside of me. Outside, I'm very happy, cheerful, and I love to spread the joy, and I love to over-decorate my house so people can drive by and go, ooh, imagine that guy's electric bill. But it's a time when I reflect back to when my children were little and the wonder that they experienced Christmas morning when they came down and realized that Santa had been here and left toys and eaten the cookies and drank the milk and all that stuff. And it's just an incredible joy. And then to think back even further, when you were a kid, when I was a kid, when you were little, think back to when you were, when you had that wonder and that belief and that hope and that excitement Christmas morning of how it felt. And then there's, as time goes on, your thoughts change, your emotions change, your priorities change. And a lot of times we tend to lose that sense of joy. And it only comes once a year. But I like to think that if we try hard enough, we can experience that joy every day of the year. Not the anticipation of Christmas or Santa or gifts or all that, but the actual joy, the actual childlike mindset that anything is possible. That mindset that this is a fantastic day. It's a fantastic gift to actually be able to spend it with those that you love. And if you've lost people that you love, and around the holidays, we get emotional. I know I do. I miss my parents. I miss people that were close to me that are no longer here. But I don't forget them. And I know that they wouldn't want me to be sad during this time. I know they wouldn't. Nobody wants anyone else to be sad. And the afterlife, when you move on, you just hope. I would think that you would hope that everyone would be happy and see and remember your happy times. And when you remember those happy times from the past, when you were a kid and when you were with your family and loved ones and people who are no longer here, sure, you're going to get emotional. You wouldn't be human if you didn't. There's certain things, like I can't watch that movie Jack Frost with Michael Keaton. I can't watch it. I can hardly even talk about it. But there's things that bring up memories and emotions that we can't really control. And you know what I say to you? Don't try to control them. Experience them. Experience those feelings. Because today, Christmas Day, is a day of joy. We rejoice in our life. And if you're religious, you celebrate the birth of Jesus. And if you aren't religious and you don't believe in any of that stuff and you're just bitter and you hate Christmas and you're angry that so many other people are happy, and you say, how can you be happy when there's so much crap going on in the world? How can you be happy when you've lost loved ones? Or you say to yourself, how can I enjoy Christmas now that my loved one isn't here? Well, I'll tell you, like I said earlier, they would want you to be happy. And how can I say that with confidence? I can say that with confidence because I honestly believe that we came here to experience joy, to learn how to love unconditionally, and to experience emotions, all of them. That's what this physical realm is experiencing emotions and learning how to accept them and how to grow from them. So sure, we've all lost people, and we have people that aren't here this Christmas. And yes, it's sad. It can make you depressed. It can put you down into a slump. But don't let it do that. Whoever isn't here, whoever you're thinking about that's making you sad, would not want you to be sad. I guarantee it. I guarantee they would not want you to be sad. So, what are you feeling on this Christmas day? I'm feeling gratitude for you listening to this show, for all the support that I've gotten from everyone throughout the years of doing this show. I've been doing this show about 5 years now. Over 550 shows about things that we all have to deal with and we all experience. And I am so grateful that you're still listening. I am. It's really incredible that we connect in such a way. And I can tell by your text messages and emails that my words, certain words get to certain people. And certain things I say resonate with certain people. Other times I say something, you're like, this guy's crazy. But that's the beauty of being able to express every side of my emotions. Everything I can think about, everything I want to talk about, everything you want me to talk about. And I am so grateful that we are here at this point in existence as the human race, to where I think it's about time for people's eyes to open. We're gonna wake up. To a whole different perspective of what life is all about and what it means and what's your purpose. What is your purpose? This Christmas, I want you to look around. I want you to, if you're alone this Christmas, I want you to call somebody that you care about, that you love. And if you don't have, if you're at a point in your life where you don't have anyone, I want you to go out and find someone to share the joy with. I want you to step out of that misery that you're in because you're depressed or sad or lonely. Take some action to change the path, the course of your life for the positive. Because Christmas is a time of joy. It's a time of giving. It's a time that I wish we could feel this way every day. And I've said it so many times before. And there's a something that it's kind of odd, but it's something that Elf said in the movie where he gets confronted by the store guy and he says, "Why are you smiling?" And he goes, "Smiling is my favorite." It is. And smiling is infectious. It is my favorite. I smile a lot. I'm happy a lot. Maybe it's because I just don't overthink anything. And I know that life is so short that I'm not going to waste it on being mad or miserable or upset or sad. You know, I do experience those same emotions, but I don't dwell on them. You know, today, on this Christmas day, I'm thinking back to the days when we put tinsel on the trees and sprayed snow on the windows, and I was wishing for a Schwinn bike, with a chopper bike with a sissy bar and a banana seat, or a big wheel, or something like that. And just the magic of the day, the magic in the air. It's possible to do it more than one day of year of the year. It really is. And it all starts with us as individuals. It all starts with you being happy and joyful and sharing the positivity and not looking for the negative, not looking for the mistakes, not looking for the bad, not looking for or waiting for the next shoe to drop. And getting rid of that negative shit that's been rolling around your head. We all get it. We all get it. It's how we each deal with it individually that's important. So here's what I want to say to you on this Christmas 2023. My wish for you is to understand how to make yourself feel joy. To accept where you are in your life, no matter where it is, and understand that your future has not been written. Your past is in stone. Your future is in your mind. It has not been written. You can perpetuate your own happiness and your own success and your own joy and create the life that you want. All you have to do is think it, man. All you got to do is use your mind and believe that your thoughts are creating your life. They really are. And you know what? It's hard to understand. It's hard to believe that you are creating it, because there's circumstances that pop up. It's like, oh, I got screwed on this, or this shouldn't have happened, or this happened because of so-and-so. Well, once you stop looking outward for answers and start digging down deep inside and looking at yourself in the mirror and going, you know what? I like that guy. A little nutty sometimes, a little out there, has his quirks, he's got his faults, but I like that guy or girl. And when you get to that point and you start experiencing that joy, and you start carrying it over to the next day and the next day and the next day, your life will change for the better. So I'm taking this moment to wish you the merriest Christmas ever. I hope that you find your joy, and I hope that today is the beginning of a happy future and a great life for you. Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening to the show all these years. And I'll be back with more podcasts in the future. I will do a New Year's podcast, and you know all the details. That's it. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. Merry Christmas. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.